Hello, this is a free call from
Vanderford.
An inmate at the Minnesota Department of Corrections, Lino Lakes Correctional Facility. To accept this free call, press 0. This call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using GTL.
It's a good gosh darn thing I don't have like a headset where I could like draw or get other stuff, do dishes and get stuff done, or access to a phone like all the time, you know, because the phones fill up as the guys get out of bed.
Yeah.
Because I could just talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, about all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much stuff I don't know because I haven't had access to information, and there's so much stuff that fortunately, I mean, that who really cares? I mean, I read all the books for Hunger Games and Twilight and Game of Thrones, and some of the movies I've seen, the computer generation is good, and I appreciate that they have cable here, but it's such a time suck and such a waste in comparison to, you know, like the things that I feel I should be doing. Like, you know,
Are you excited to use the internet?
You know, I've been giving Irene and Muji such a hard time because I feel like youth is wasted on the young. You guys should be out there living more enviable lives than what you are. I mean, if I were out, I want to zip line. I want to go in a hot air balloon. I want to picnic and go to the petting zoo. And,
yeah.
Like there's stuff I want to do, right? And then I call, and they're on the internet playing a video game. Muji, freaking one of her favorite things is power washing.
Yeah, you told me about this.
I mean, like, seriously? I could do that in here, you know? Like,
like
I play video.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the internet is going to bring all the fantastic things that I definitely want to get on the internet just because, I mean, I could talk to people in, well, maybe not in China, but in non-communist countries and get their views on things or how,
yeah.
Like, I would love to know, like, people living in Greenland, I would be so pissed off right now.
Yeah.
And have their views on Americans. And I'm sure because I'm a student of life, I would love the internet for the different, you know, questions and thoughts that I have. I'd hate the internet because I'll be up 24 hours a day. I'm either binge watching something or having ideas for something,
yeah,
or wanting to talk. So who knows? I mean,
a lot,
yeah,
of people,
I am excited for freedom.
A lot of people on the outside sort of use internet as a drug. It's an addiction,
yeah.
I think. Like, people cannot not look at their phone for 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll have that problem, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I
mean,
think you would find the real world too interesting to get lost.
Well, yeah,
on
because, I mean, that's where I started, and so I haven't been exposed to but I could see, I mean, the funny cat videos or something, I could see, like, losing a few hours there, so I have to be, like, vigilant about what I'm doing with my life.
I have lost a lot of hours looking at dogs, I have to say.
Well, there's a commercial that this kid is like, yeah, I had the scrolls, I missed my birthday, and whatever.
Oh, my God,
it's
that's
advertising,
so
it's advertising for controlled internet for kids. And I believe that that's probably true. Like, you know, you back in the day, you would take a kid to the bank, and then they get a savings account, and they get a,
yeah,
little checkbook. And, you know, like, they should also learn to, you know, gauge and about how much time they spend, you know, outside, studying, having a schedule, tours, and all of those kinds of,
yeah,
things. Yeah, I could see where they need some boundaries. But so do adults if they've never learned as a kid. So,
I don't – well,
you know,
like, I think the – a big question that I've been having is how do we make the internet a place that we actually want to live? Is it, like, actually in our hands to make it a better place, or is it a top-down issue? Is it, like, an issue that these tech company executives, like Elon Musk's, like Bill Gates, like, is it some issue that – has to come from the system, like the structure needs to change? Because I actually think, like, these kids on their phones all the time are not good at critical thinking anymore. because they're just like watching things on their phone and they're just absorbing content.
And you can't say it's all their fault.
Yeah.
Okay, so in one of my business classes, they had the lawyers that were data mining for clients. And it used to just be frowned upon. And now they may have started some ethical, actual laws where you can't – like, in other words, you're having a fight with your spouse on the phone, and then you end up, like, with one call to the police or whatever, and then suddenly the lawyers know that you're possibly on the brink of divorce. It's insane. It's like the algorithms for – who needs a girlfriend, because Amazon knows what you want or your habits so much so that you have all your needs met, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's both. It is the bottom up from as far as parents teaching their kids, look, you have to know what your weaknesses are. If you're a gambler, if you like sex, you could fall into porn sites and be in your same clothes for 3 days. So it's the bottom up as far as teaching kids there's good and bad in everything, and to be moderate and to be mindful of who you are. And then it's the top up because it used to be that computers were supposed to serve us, and now we are the fodder. They are the capitalism is such that it doesn't matter. So long as the people at the top have money, it doesn't matter that we exploit and we know everybody's conversation and we use that to sell our products and to make ourselves wealthy.
And it's like beneficial for them. It's beneficial for them that the Department of Education is being destructed. It's beneficial to have a unintelligent population that can't engage in critical thought, because if these people are able to read history and like understand the context for this world and what's happening, they would actually want to resist.
So we keep the masses barefoot and pregnant and fearful of the almighty. We can make your prices of eggs, we can take your job, so therefore we're just, so long as you're happy. You know that book, Time Machine, where so long as we're feeding you and you're out in the sun, and we slaughter you for our food.
Oh, wow. That's dark.
Well, so there's two classes of people, the really smart ones that live underground, they can't come out in the sunlight anymore, and the young, healthy ones that we go harvest, and they can't read or anything,
Yeah.
They just have a certain philosophy. But it is like there's two classes of people. There's the people that have, and then the people that don't have, and the people that don't have are just going to be working mindlessly, tirelessly, so that they can pay for their $1,000 Cheetos,
Yeah.
You own them because they need the Dust Bowl, Grapes of Wrath, you work in the fields, and you always owe the guy that you work for because you went to his store and the prices are so high.
Yeah. Isn't it sort of like when you get outside, you're still not going to really be free?
I'm never going to be free. I've got like lifetime parole. And if they can, they'll probably milk me for every bit of they tell people to save money, that they're going to need money for their first month, last month's rent and all that. How is that going to happen? I know most lifers, one of the guys, he has like $70, how would he save money when – coffee is $3 and you're making 50 cents an hour and they're taking room and board out of it.
Yeah.
It's like a plantation. It's like a slave plantation, except they don't even have enough jobs here. And Lucy, God bless her heart, she works with an organization that came up with jobs for the 8,000 prisoners where they'll pay minimum wage. But I think it's horrible that they're offering to pay – these employers are offering to pay minimum wage. And if DOC takes advantage of that, they're never going to do anything constructive. They just keep getting money and they're not even accountable. Somebody needs to be policed in the police. It's a huge problem.
Who's watching the people who are watching us,
Yeah, no one. And it's really off the rails at the top now as far as we're just hawking Teslas on the White House lawn. And now he's going after lawyers. He already got rid of a bunch of military people. I wouldn't even be mad at Trump if he pretended to put in people that were qualified, but he hasn't even put in people that were qualified.
Yeah.
Like, Hegseth, that, you know, the drunk sexual assaulter, and then RFK is not a doctor.
Yeah, he's not a doctor. And he's also
Okay, so aside from all of this, the America, our world is going to fall apart, and hopefully not all globally, hopefully they know that not all Americans are like this. You have a great week.
You too.
It's so good talking to you.
Yes.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for using GTL.